Welcome to Analytics for You podcast. If you want to listen the Spanish version, please skip to minute 27. Bienvenidos a Analytics for You podcast. Si quieres escuchar la versión en español, puedes brincar al minuto 27. Welcome, guys, to a new episode of the Analytics for You podcast. This is a space to talk about technology, digital solutions, and analytics in the healthcare field. My name is Mariel Montero. I am here with Ruben and Jorge. How are you doing, guys?
I'm doing great, Mariel. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
Doing well. Doing well as well. Working hard to recover from a little bout of COVID, but making sure everything is, you know, good and going.
I feel very good. And today is our first episode of 2023. And we are starting strong with a very special guest, Vivian Luciano, our DIS Medical Solutions Manager for Dominican Republic and Jamaica. How are you doing, Vivian?
Oh, hey, guys.
What a treat, Vivian.
Hi, guys. I'm great and happy of being here with you. And this is my first experience doing a podcast, and I'm so excited. thank you very much. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for this invitation.
Welcome, Vivian.
It's so good to have you. It is an exciting thing to do your first podcast. We've all had a first podcast, so you don't know how it feels like.
Nerve-wracking, but fun.
Nerve-wracking, but fun. And Jorge, you may not know this. Mariela, I don't know if you even know this. I know Emily knows, but Vivian's basically been with us in this Dominicana from almost day one, ¿verdad, Vivian?
Exactly. Were you there for day one? Day one, I'm here with you, and it's an amazing career that I'm doing all these years. Yes,
it's been awesome to see you grow and do all the things you've done inside of the company. And we've come a long way from those days where we were literally in an apartment in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, in the apartment. Yeah, we work in the table. You know, it was a different but a really satisfactory experience. Yeah,
absolutely. The great thing about it had its challenges, but one really good thing that I had was breakfast every morning and lunch every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah, because we had a kitchen.
And Eva was
with us, and you know, she cooks really well. I remember
you always look forward to that, right? It was like, oh my god, wait, breakfast is ready. Stop working, let's go have breakfast.
Stop working, it's time to lunch. Yeah.
Oh, that was great. All right, Mariel, sorry I took over, go ahead.
Vivian, as every week we have a special question, and as this episode is our own Epiphany Day, our production team want to know, what was your favorite childhood toy?
Well, Mariel, thanks for the question. My favorite childhood toy was a piano and a microphone. Yeah. When I was a child, my mother bought me one and I love it. I never practiced professionally play piano, of course, but I always remember with fun. And I studied locution as a professional, as you know, and I love communication and I love to talk in front of people, in front of microphone. You know, I'm so happy of being here for real.
That's awesome. And honestly, a piano seems like an amazing gift. I say that as because now I got a piano as an adult and now I'm trying to get into it, and it would have been so much better, so much easier if I was young and you know, a little kid and learning. But it's awesome. It's really relaxing. It's really cathartic,
it's
for sure.
Relaxing. Yeah. I remember that I looked for classes and I try, you know, to do the same thing, and it was very fun. Yeah.
Wow. What about you, Jorge?
So my favorite childhood toy I don't know if people are gonna remember this, because it's pretty old. You know, there was these like toys or little sort of action figures where they would have really stretchy like arms and legs, and
Stretch McGregor or something like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Something like that. And so I had one of those from a Kane from WWE back in the day. And,
no, the original one was Stretch Armstrong. I just remember.
Stretch Arms. That's the one. Yes.
That was the original one. But yeah, so you had the WWE versions of it. Those were awesome toys.
Yeah, I love it. Definitely my best.
You'll have to put a picture of it on the back behind the scenes.
If I find one, I'll let you know. But I think my mom has a couple.
just look for a picture online. Obviously not the original one. But
okay. Yeah, awesome.
That's it. That I cut it, and you don't have any more stories with it.
Oh, okay.
Man, I'm sure you had great wrestling matches with it.
So okay. So he was my sleeping buddy. He was my take everywhere buddy. That toy literally kept up with me for, I don't know, maybe 5 years. They bought it for me. It was one of my first Christmases, like when I was 2 or 3 years old. And I loved it. I obviously it was my imaginary friend at that point. Not so imaginary, but I used to play with him as an imaginary friend. Mm-hmm. We used to have some pretty cool adventures that had nothing to do with WWE, but it's definitely one of the first toys that I had that I can say made me appreciate uniqueness or different toys in a way. And it was a perfect toy for me because every toy that I got that they bought for me, I would break apart. I would open and see like, oh, what's inside? And obviously with a stretchy toy, you can't really do that. I tried many times. So I'm almost an expert there.
The effort is what counts.
Yeah.
I think everybody tried that with that toy, by the way.
Yeah, it's so fun to try and stretch it as much as you possibly can and see where it'll break.
It was like trying to stretch a slinky as well, and then eventually it would bend the wrong way, and you're like, "Oh man, the slinky doesn't work anymore." That was so frustrating. So, for me, but you guys know me, so I gravitated more towards books and things like that. So, at some moment in time, comic books basically became my go-to toys. But before that. So around 7 years old, Star Wars came out, and my dad took me to take Star Wars. I still remember the movie theater. He took me to take it, to see it. It was just an incredible experience for me, for everybody, really, that saw that movie. And so I became addicted to anything and everything Star Wars related. And I think my parents bought me every single Star Wars toy. And Santa brought me whatever other ones, except for one, the Millennium Falcon. I never had the Millennium Falcon. So I had every single Star Wars toy imaginable, every one of the action figures. And the hilarious thing, I'm a 7-year-old boy, and I'm not tall now. And I certainly wasn't that tall then either. So I had this garbage bag, this black garbage bag where I kept all of them. And I would walk around the neighborhood with my garbage bag, and everybody knew when I was coming with my garbage bag full of Star Wars toys, except for the Millennium Falcon. My friend had the Millennium Falcon. He was the only one that had it in our neighborhood. So I would bring in all I had all the other Star Wars things. So I would bring all my Star Wars toys, and we would play Star Wars games, for hours and hours on end. I still, I outgrew it, and I still have dreams of, if I still had that garbage bag somewhere, it would be worth thousands of dollars, because all those Star Wars toys are worth thousands of dollars. Of course, I didn't have them, and they're mostly worth money when they're in their boxes and brand new, almost unplayed with. But mine are gonna would have been all messed up, playing with them in the mud and all that. But I'm sure they would still be worth a lot of money because they would be original. So that garbage bag was not full of garbage, man. It was full of what now were very valuable toys. But back then, they were just very valuable memories for me. So.
And even back then, I can see you're one of the Star Wars babies. One of the first ones to accept that new world, right? And it's funny because I was just watching the other day the Star Wars Christmas special from back then, from way back then. And oh my God, it is the most
terrible,
hilarious, bad thing. And it came out, the year after A New Hope or something. Yeah. It was awesome. But that's really cool. That's really cool.
I'm glad you said it that way. I was a Star Wars baby. It was for us, at least, you know, for me, the biggest part of the movie was the blowing up of the Death Star, and that looked so realistic in the big screen. And then, you know, you see it, even though they've done a lot of upgrades to the special effects since then, because they messed with those movies so much that the original one is almost impossible to find.
Yeah.
But the special effects of the blow up of the Death Star is, you know, pretty normal special effect. But back then it was gigantic. It was like this, you know, holes explosion on screen. So I remember that vividly. I right now I'm talking to you guys, and I remember walking out of the theater with my dad, and that theater was had a specific thing that you walked through, you know, you went in through one door and you walked out through a different door, and they forced you to go down steps. And in those steps, they had the big marquee saying what the next movies were going to be. So I remember very much walking down those steps and looking at the marquee for whatever the next movie release was going to be. That I don't remember what that movie was, but I do remember walking down and just, you know, my eyes were still kind of glittering with the explosion of the Death Star. So those toys really, really made a difference in my imagination moving forward. So
that's awesome.
Thank you, Mariel. Great question.
I sent you a link with the Millennium Falcon in Lego.
That was the only thing. I've seen the Lego one. It's gigantic too. It's really cool.
Yes.
By the way, in the eyes of a 7-year-old, that Millennium Falcon, you know, felt like, I don't know, like a big Jesus. I don't even know what words to use, but it was just gigantic. I mean, I thought it was the biggest toy in the history of the world back then. So. Yes. I'm sure it wasn't as big, but in my eyes, it felt like it was gigantic.
For me, as a child, I have the memory of my first bike. It was a blue and white super sporty, and I love it because I share it with my brother. I really enjoy those moments of fighting and playing with him. It's so amazing for me.
And that first bike is always a great memory. So I can definitely imagine.
Yeah.
It's so awesome.
I'm agree with that.
Right. And it's exciting and terrifying at the same time, because you're like, oh my God, I'm gonna fall.
Yeah.
But I really want to ride this bike so bad, you know.
Yeah.
It's really cool that that it also reminds you of like those sharing moments with family. That's also, I think, very important, especially to us Latinos, right? We're so family, you know, oriented, and we definitely I don't know, it brings me, you saying that brings me memories of my bike and when I biked with my sister and stuff. It was a great thing,
and it's definitely something to think about as the year gets started. And you know, always put those priorities first, you know, keep your family and your friends and your happiness, you know, always at the forefront. So yep, you're right, there's a lot of things that do that. Music, toys, all our memories are that bring that to the forefront are always good to have. So
yes, but guys, let's get into it. Vivian, can you please describe this medical solutions department for our audience?
Yeah, of course, Mariel. This medical solutions is a very dynamic department that supplies medical and complementary equipment for clinics and diagnostic centers. We have multiple brands that we represent that are highly recognized worldwide, such as LG Medical with X-ray detectors and a variety of medical grade monitors, and we also represent Schiller with cardiological and respiratory equipment. We have Infineon line with different equipment such as anesthesia machines, surgical lights, vital signs monitors, etc. And also we have Bayer Radiology with a contrast and injection system for tomography, MRI, and angiography. We have another lines of excellence, quality products, and we are very proud of what we are doing in the Dominican Republic.
And that's really cool. It is very cool because exactly how you just said it, you know, it's something that you get to introduce these incredible lines into the country. And you know, it's not that a lot of them, some of them are, you know, first time things, but it's not, this is not meant to imply that they're not available in the country. It's just that they're new lines in the same area. So, and that's always good because all markets need that. They need the competition. They need the excellence that comes with people like us and even some of our competitors bringing in those new technologies and new ways of doing things. We suffer, you know, in the United States, we suffer sometimes when you only have like one or two competitors. I mean, depending on where you live, you may only have like one cable provider, and it's a horrible experience because they basically create a monopoly. So when you bring in lines like that into the country, and it's backed by the type of service that you and your team like to provide, because I know it's very hands-on. I'm not talking about the service of the machine is broken and it's not working. I'm talking about the service of being there when the installation is going on, being there as the applications are going on, really, even in the sales process, really working with the customer for them to understand how much valuable the system is going to be and what efficiency it's going to create. Those things are useful in making markets very good, and ultimately, in what our target is, making sure that our patients, the patients of our customers, are well treated. So I know those things are very exciting for you, Vivian, and you work very hard in making them happen.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, this is a great department. We are a great team. We are doing a hard work. It's not easy, but it's it's satisfying. You know, when we work with this intensity, and it's a really good department.
Yep. And when you have success, right? I mean, we all need to see our efforts be rewarded. And I know the marketing department works very hard with you guys too. I love it every time I see a launch for a new line or whatever. It's not just a matter of, hey, we got a new line, whatever, you know, let's just go out there and sell it. There's a concerted effort into, you know, making sure that people know about it and that they know what the benefits can be. And communicating it not just in social media, but you guys do product launches and you do educational sessions and things like that. So
of course.
And you know, when I hear medical solutions, what comes to mind for me is I don't need to worry about finding the solutions because you guys will do everything for me. So how important is that to your entire like view of when you present to a customer, how important is that full solution for them?
Yeah. It's very important, Jorge, because when you give to the center a solution, you know, you are trying to understand the needs that they have. I don't know if I understand the question, but you present the correct product they need. When I work with my team, I always try to teach them, we are not in front of the client to sell. We have to understand in detail what they need to present the correct product to them, you know? And I think this is a good point to make the difference.
I'm first of all, Jorge, great question. Second of all, Vivian, great answer. And that's exactly, you know, what we want to transmit to the audience in a podcast like this. We want everybody to know that, you know, solutions such as analytics or medical solutions or digital solutions or anything like that are not cookie cutter. And they're not just a one size fits all. They're things that need to be thought through. You know, you need to sit down and think of, you know, this is really what the problem is. And I'm hopeful that this is going to be the solution for it. Exactly. And so when you approach it that way, And, you know, for us, it works in our sales, it works in our marketing, and it works in our products that we're distributing and our services that we're offering. For you, audience member, it may be something different. I mean, it may be something for your professional life, but these things that we're talking about, these concepts apply everywhere, you know, and those things need to be, you know, always at the forefront. Don't approach things as if there's only one solution or it's a standard solution. Think through, you know, what you're trying to accomplish. And, you know, when you do that, you end up, you know, matching it up with the appropriate solution that you're thinking. Exactly. Or that's, you know, that's workable for the need that you have.
Vivian, it's impressive the amount of product lines and how well that integrates our portfolio. As sales manager, how the data analytics impact your job?
Yeah, I like that question. You know, this analytics is an excellent application that helps me to have my department's revenue information quickly and accessible. I love the way it presents me all the information I need, the graphics, the versatility. I like everything about the application. And the most important thing that I like it is that can be customized with the information I really need. I work every time with Ever, and I call him, and you know, he helps me a lot. And you know, it's like we do an effort to try to fix the application I try to fix the application to the information, to the value information I need. Yeah,
I love. In this case, Vivian is our customer in this analytics, and I love customers like Vivian because they're very specific about what they want and very I'm drawing a blank, Jorge, help me out, exigentes. Demanding.
Oh, that's the word.
Exactly.
Sorry, audience. No, we'll keep it in here so you guys can see that, you know, all of these are not everything is edited.
Yeah.
Customers like Vivian are very demanding about how they want, you know, the application to work, about what information they want to get out.
Yeah.
Because Vivian really, you know, follows her business on a day-to-day, almost hourly basis. So she's not kidding, you know. She wants to see her numbers go up. She wants her sales to be working, and she wants all her team to be, you know, aware of what's working and what isn't. And you know, we like she said, she makes the application and not fixed us in bugs, but fixed us in this is what I want and this is how I want it shown. So we love it. We love it.
Yeah.
She's got access to Ever, the programmer. So
our programmer.
Reading it right from the horse's
mouth. Yeah, I remember that name, of course. Yeah, and I love the way I have the application in my cell phone. You know, yeah, it's great. Yeah, you guys do a great job doing that application. It's good.
It's our pleasure. It's our pleasure. We love it. Every time I hear, I forget that you guys are using it, you know, all the time, and that it's giving you the information that you want. And then, you know, when I talk to you or Stacey or whatever, I'm like, geez, you know, I forget how powerful it is what we've been able to do for you guys. So I'm glad.
I mean, let's be honest.
Great job.
Who does not just love looking at graphs and data that is just organized perfectly?
Especially, beautiful. Right? It's so satisfying, especially if you had a hand in setting it up, right?
Oh, I mean, like, for sure.
You get it. You got it to work the way you want it and to show up the way you want it. And it is. It's so, then you see the numbers changing. Oh, it's such a good feeling.
Yeah, it's a good feeling.
<Love it. laughs>
And Vivian, what are you the most passionate about of all that you do?
Well, Marielle, this is a good question. I consider myself as someone who live life with intensity. everybody who knows me.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm very passionate.
No way.
No, come on, Vivian. That's not you. And I'm very passionate about what I do. For me, the most beautiful thing about my job is being able to offer quality equipment to the health of my country. And also being able to work with people, listen to them, and grow with them is something that fills me with satisfaction. That's the most passionate about what I do. You know, I love it. I love it.
I love that too. I think every one of us should feel that wherever we are. I mean, it doesn't matter if we're in Montana or in Puerto Rico or in the Dominican Republic, you should be, if you're in the healthcare field, you should feel that way and that passion. And Vivian, don't change. I love your passion. I've always loved it.
Thank you.
Keep it up, you know, keep it up. And I think you've done a lot of great things, so you're going to keep doing a lot of great things. So
thank you, Ruben. Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Thank you, Vivian, for coming to us and sharing this moment with us.
Yes.
Thank you very much, and see you soon in another segment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Vivian, for sharing this episode with us. Absolutely a pleasure to have you. This is a wrap for today, and thank you all for listening to us. Stay tuned for upcoming episodes. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Gracias a todos por escuchar nuestra versión en inglés. Ahora vamos a escuchar la versión en español de Analytics for You podcast. Bienvenidos a un nuevo episodio de Analytics for You podcast. Este es un espacio para hablar de tecnología, digital solutions y análisis en el sector salud. Mi nombre es Mariel Montero y estoy aquí con Rubén y Jorge. ¿Cómo están hoy, chicos?
Todo súper, Mariel.
Aquí en la batalla, con nuestro amigo COVID, pero ganándole. Así que vamos para adelante.
Yo me siento muy bien también, y hoy es nuestro primer episodio del 2023. Y empezamos bien fuerte porque trajimos una invitada muy especial el día de hoy, Vivian Luciano, nuestra Disc Medical Solutions Manager para República Dominicana y Jamaica. ¿Cómo te encuentras, Vivian?
Hola, chicos. Hola, Mariel.
Hola.
Feliz. Gracias, feliz de estar aquí, de verdad. Gracias por esta invitación. Esta es mi primera experiencia haciendo un podcast y estoy realmente emocionada, muy, muy feliz.
Un orgullo tenerte. Vivian está aquí, aquí en República Dominicana desde el primer día.
Así es.
Cuando no teníamos oficina, trabajábamos del apartamento, una mesa portátil y un printer de una paginita de tinta.
Una impresora de casa, así es. Empezamos,
sí, así mismo,
empezamos en un apartamento y es un recuerdo bastante bonito porque éramos pocos. Gracias a Dios, la corporación y la empresa aquí en Dominicana ha crecido bastante y pues teníamos hasta almuerzo allá porque era literalmente una casa, o sea, teníamos cocina y teníamos a Ibe, que es la persona que se encarga de todo acá y siempre nos cocinaba de riquísimo, o sea que fue un momento muy bonito que siempre recuerdo.
Lo mejor del mundo eran esos desayunos y almuerzos que Ibe nos hacía. Sí, yo creo que todos engordamos muchas libras durante esos tiempos.
Sí, realmente.
Bueno, Vivian, como todas las semanas, nosotros tenemos una pregunta muy especial. Y como este episodio se emite cerca del Día de Reyes, nosotros queremos saber ¿Cuál era tu juguete favorito de la infancia?
Ay, qué bonito. Bueno, mi juguete favorito cuando yo era niña era un piano y un micrófono. Y mi madre me lo compró. No era un piano muy grande, era un piano mediano, pero era bastante, pues tenía bastantes teclas para mi tamaño. Y me encantaba porque yo lo tocaba y no lo hacía de manera profesional, pero lo disfrutaba mucho y me divertía. Y el micrófono, pues siempre me ha gustado la parte de la comunicación, no es que quería ser cantante, ¿eh? Es que siempre me encantaba la parte de la comunicación, inclusive estudié locución y de manera profesional y me encanta hablar en frente de las personas. Yo realmente estoy feliz en este momento de estar haciendo un podcast con ustedes, de estar en frente de un micrófono y comunicando. Eso me apasiona bastante.
La verdad es que uno aprende cosas nuevas todos los días. No tenía ni idea que habías estudiado locución y con razón, eso explica muchas cosas. Qué bueno.
Gracias, Rubén.
Cómicamente, yo también, yo estudié lo que sería publicidad en mi bachillerato, ¿verdad? Y me pasó lo opuesto a ti, Vivian. Yo diría que cuando lo estudié, y es que me di cuenta que eso no era exactamente lo mío. Entonces me fui para el área más tecnológica.
Ah,
Pero
perfecto.
sí sé que es un área muy amplia, muy interesante cuando vienen los retos.
Es muy
Se
bonito, es muy
aprende de
bonito.
una o de la otra,
O de
así
la
que
otra forma, exacto.
las grandiosidades de la vida, así que.
Exacto.
Así es. ¿Y qué de tu parte, Jorge? Cuéntanos. ¿Cuál era tu juguete favorito?
Bueno, pues mi juguete favorito, me acuerdo que era uno de los muñecos de los juguetes, ¿verdad? Que venían, que uno podía estirar las manos, las piernas, como que tratar de estirarlo lo más posible. En inglés era Stretch Armstrong, si no me equivoco, que Rubén me recordó ahorita. Y yo tenía, el mío era específicamente de la WWE de Kane, el personaje que era rojo y negro con la máscara. A mí me encantaba, era una. Bueno, yo andaba para todos lados con ese juguete. Sí, o sea, si estaba yo en algún sitio, estaba el juguete conmigo. Yo traté muchas veces de romper ese juguete para ver lo que tenía dentro, ¿verdad? Como el monstruito que yo era. Pero no sé, fue excelente. Me encantaba. O sea, definitivamente es el juguete que más yo recuerdo que me trajo mucho, mucho, mucho. Mucha felicidad durante cuanto joven.
Todos los que tuvimos ese tipo de juguete los tratamos de romper y era muy difícil para un niño tratar de romperlo.
Pues.
En el podcast en inglés no hablamos suficiente de la parte de que era WWE y Kane es el hermano del Undertaker. No creo que muchos de las personas en la audiencia conozcan el WWE, pero
Sí,
yo era
podría
también
ser.
un mega fanático. Sí, era un mega fanático del WWE, por lo menos en esa época, con esos personajes. Era para mí la época de oro de la lucha libre en Puerto Rico, en República Dominicana también habían muchos circuitos locales de lucha libre y muy famosos personajes que de verdad que nos entretenía, había horas de horas todos los fines de semana que podrías ver la lucha libre local y después esta lucha libre de Estados Unidos, así que
Eso
unas
era,
memorias muy buenas.
eso eran los sábados por la noche, domingos por.
Sí,
Ah, eso
claro.
es.
Era
Wow, wow.
oro
Oro.
sentarse a ver. Y en la lucha libre de Puerto Rico, la latinoamericana se sangraba mucho, o sea que
Ah, yo sí.
era caótico verlos a ellos
Sí.
sangrando y todo. El famoso de Puerto Rico es Carlitos Colón,
Carlitos Colón.
era el mejor campeón de todos. Así que. Bueno, y de mi lado, yo fui un fanático a los 7 años de salió la primera película de Star Wars. Así que yo llegué a tener todos los juguetes de Star Wars menos el Millennium Falcon. Nunca se me va a olvidar que nunca tuve el Millennium Falcon, pero tuve todos los demás. Lo interesante y cómico era que lo ponía en una bolsa de basura. Así que yo iba por el vecindario cargando con una bolsa de basura llena de todos los juguetes de Star Wars. Al día de hoy digo, si tuviese esa bolsa de basura, ¿cuánto costaría? Porque esos juguetes cuestan miles de dólares para los coleccionistas y no sería una bolsa de basura, sería una bolsa de dinero. En realidad, si todavía la tuviera.
Una bolsa de oro.
Exacto,
Y
exactamente. ¿Y tú, Mariel?
bueno, de pequeña yo recuerdo mucho una bicicleta que tenía porque me encantaba compartirla con mi hermano, en realidad. Era como una eterna pelea y una eterna diversión de quién la va a usar y quién no la va a usar, porque había una sola en la casa. Entonces, era como muy divertido, no sé, quizás porque yo era muy pequeña, yo viví toda esa dinámica y esperar el momento en que me tocaba a mí usar esa bicicleta, que era azul con blanco. Así que sí.
No, no hay, hay pocas memorias mejores en la niñez que esa, la memoria de tener la bicicleta por primera vez. Es igual de excitante, es aterrorizante pensar que eso no se va a caer de la bicicleta.
Sí,
Se
estoy
nos
muy de
olvida.
acuerdo. Así mismo es.
Olvida.
Sí, cuando te ponían las dos rueditas en la parte de atrás para que aprendas. Pero nada, chicos, vamos a entrar en el tema del día de hoy con Vivian. Entonces, Vivian, ¿puedes por favor describir el departamento de This Medical Solutions para nuestra audiencia?
Claro que sí, Mariel. Muchas gracias. Bueno, el departamento de This Medical Solutions es un departamento dinámico que suple equipos complementarios para clínicas, equipos médicos para clínicas y hospitales y centros diagnósticos. Nosotros tenemos múltiples marcas reconocidas a nivel mundial, como lo son LG, con la parte de los detectores para rayos X análogo y la digitalización, ¿verdad? Que ya es la tendencia en todas las áreas, y también con una gran variedad de monitores grado médico. También tenemos Schiller, una marca alemana también muy conocida por sus altos estándares de calidad, con equipos de cardiología y respiratorios. Y también tenemos la línea de Infineon con diferentes equipos como máquinas de anestesia, lámparas de cirugía, monitores de signos vitales y, por supuesto, Bayer. Bayer Radiología, que es una marca alemana también de altísimo reconocimiento a nivel mundial, que distribuimos contrastes para tomografías, resonancias y también sistemas de inyección para estos equipos. Tenemos otras marcas más que ponernos acá y listarlas, pues nos va a tomar también unos minutos, pero a modo general, estas son marcas que representamos, que distribuimos y que estamos haciendo un trabajo en posicionar y en seguir colocando estas marcas en República Dominicana.
Wow, en verdad lo encuentro. No había escuchado lo que sería. Digo, sí, había escuchado Medical Solutions solamente. Lo que pasa es que no había escuchado un in-depth, ¿verdad? Lo que sería el departamento y el rol del departamento. Y me suena mucho a que a ustedes les importa. Uno de los pilares principales es como esa solución, como usted, como dice, la solución
Claro.
completa, el servicio completo.
Claro que sí, claro que sí. Algo que nosotros nos caracteriza mucho y yo siempre guío a mi equipo de trabajo es que nosotros cuando vamos enfrente de un cliente o una oportunidad es entenderlo, es escuchar lo que realmente necesita para presentarle un producto que esté adaptado a sus necesidades. No es ir y vender por vender o llevar una cotización de lo que el cliente entiende que necesita y te pide. Entonces, por eso es que el nivel de servicio de nosotros como ventas va mucho más allá de ir a sentarnos enfrente y presentarles todo, sino que vamos a escucharte, vamos a entenderte. Y una palabra que a mí me gusta mucho es la palabra asesorar, porque envuelve muchas cosas. Cuando tú asesoras, tú entiendes. Cuando tú asesoras, tú recomiendas en base a la conciencia, ¿verdad? Entonces, por eso me gusta mucho que simplemente e implementar esa palabra en el equipo del asesoramiento.
Sí, y además esa manera de pensar y de approach, o sea, de enfrentar las situaciones, te da la habilidad de entender y poderle transmitir al cliente y también al cliente entender y poder ser receptivo al concepto de que no es solamente la compraventa de algún producto. Hay
Exacto.
un adiestramiento. Hay un periodo preventa, ¿verdad? Que es el periodo de entendimiento de las necesidades. Hay un periodo de instalación, hay un periodo de adaptación que va
Exacto.
relacionado a los diferentes productos. O sea que si uno simplemente, como mencionaste, aquí hay una cotización y ya, pues entonces todos esos momentos importantes en el proceso se pierden y entonces se crea una insatisfacción. Y se crea
Claro.
una insatisfacción muchas veces de los dos lados, o sea,
Claro.
el cliente no es receptivo y uno no hace el acercamiento. O sea
Claro que
que
sí.
y al final, como todos tenemos muy en mente que la importancia de estos productos es el mejoramiento del servicio a un paciente, pues es importante que esas cosas se tengan en mente. O sea, ese proceso que estás hablando, ese asesoramiento, es como uno llega a esa área. Y yo puedo dar fe a que esto siempre ha sido importante para ti y
Sí,
para DIS también
sí.
como empresa.
Sí es. Gracias, Rubén. Claro. Es súper impresionante la cantidad de líneas de productos y lo bien que se integran a la cartera que se ofrece y que ofrecemos. En tu caso como gerente de ventas, Vivian, ¿cómo impacta el análisis de datos en tu trabajo diario?
Me encanta esa pregunta porque This Analytics es una excelente aplicación que me ayuda a poder tener el control de información de facturaciones de mi departamento de una forma rápida y accesible. Y estas informaciones como gerente de ventas son fundamentales para saber cómo redireccionarnos, hacia dónde ir, qué tenemos que apretar, qué estrategias tenemos que implementar para lograr esas ventas y lograr esas metas que tenemos como departamento. Me encanta la forma en cómo presenta la información, las gráficas, la versatilidad. Me gusta todo. Me gusta que puede ser adaptado a lo que yo necesito, qué quiero ver, qué no quiero ver. O sea que es una herramienta que realmente como cliente interno le estoy sacando muchísimo provecho.
Le sacan el jugo. Yo me
Sí.
río cuando los escucho mencionar todas esas cosas porque a mí se me olvida a veces el impacto positivo que la herramienta tiene con personas como tú y Stacy
Sí,
y
sí.
sus equipos porque es todo lo que describes, o sea, tienes acceso a la data y ustedes son personas muy exigentes donde la quieren de cierta manera, la quieren poder manejar de cierta manera y poderla ver de cierta manera. Y pues al tener acceso a Ever, que es el programador, y a nosotros como desarrolladores, pues realmente logran el uso de la herramienta como está diseñada para. Así que me encanta cuando escucho ver esas cuando escucho esas palabras de tu voz, de tu boca. Sexy.
Gracias, gracias, Rubén.
¿Y qué es lo que más te apasiona de todo lo que haces en tus labores diarias, Vivian? Cuéntanos.
Bueno, esa es una pregunta muy interesante porque yo me considero una persona que vive su vida con intensidad. Yo creo que todo el que me conoce lo sabe, creo, ¿verdad?
Así es.
Pero
Nunca
sí,
lo dudaríamos.
yo vivo mi vida con mucha intensidad, soy muy apasionada sobre lo que hago. Y lo más bonito de mi trabajo es que puedo ofrecer equipos de calidad a la industria médica de mi país. Y también el trabajar con personas, el escuchar las personas, el crecer con ellas, es algo que realmente me llena de satisfacción.
Ese espíritu de empatía no se escucha mucho hoy en día y es tan refrescante escucharlo ¿verdad? De alguien tan alto en una compañía, alguien que tiene tanto lo que sería influencia en poder llevar ese mensaje positivo.
Muchas gracias, Jorge.
Muy bien dicho, Jorge, de verdad. La parte particular que estás diciendo, que eso no se está viendo ya todos los días, es realidad, pienso yo, que hemos perdido un poquito ese concepto y me encanta que lo tengamos y ese tema y otros de alegría y buena fe son uno que debemos de darnos a la tarea de asegurarnos que siga enfrente aquí en el 2023, en un
Definitivo.
nuevo año.
Así es, estoy muy, muy de acuerdo.
Así es, Vivian. Eso es algo que a mí me encanta de ti también. O sea, esa pasión que le pone todo, que le pones a todo lo que haces y cada día. Y nada, es un placer
Gracias,
para
Mariel.
nosotros, la verdad, siempre tenerte aquí en
Ay,
nuestro
gracias.
podcast.
Gracias, gracias a ustedes por la invitación. Fue un momento súper divertido, súper agradable a la audiencia. Gracias por sintonizarnos y gracias de verdad por este momentito.
Ha sido un placer.
Pero nos
A ti,
vemos en
Vivian,
otro
y
segmento.
eso, nos veremos pronto.
Claro, nos
Así es.
veremos pronto.
Hay que hablar de Hablerx o de Premium o algo
Claro
así
que
pronto,
sí.
o
No,
LG.
hay un montón de líneas,
Específicamente.
claro que sí,
Hay un
claro que
montón de
sí.
líneas y líneas muy buenas que de verdad que van a hacer un buen impacto en República Dominicana y en todos los otros países donde la estamos representando, en Puerto Rico y
Así
en
es,
Guatemala. La
así
verdad
es.
que a mí me encantan, estoy muy
Sí.
entusiasmado y me encanta el concepto de que con esas nuevas líneas no solamente las se van a introducir, sino que vas a tener trabajo en términos de traerlas, que yo sé que ustedes trabajan con mercadeo y trabajan hacer unos lanzamientos, de hacer
Así
educaciones
es.
continuas, todas esas cosas. Esos retos son chulísimos, chulísimos porque
Sí.
hacen a uno desarrollarse como profesional y mantienen a uno y a la empresa con mucha vibrantía, ¿verdad? Mucha energía y mucho, mucho movimiento. Eso es lo único que, de verdad, una de las cosas que más uno puede pedir dentro de estar trabajando. Así que
Así
me
es.
encanta. Te felicito y que gocen 1 millón.
Gracias, gracias, gracias Rubén. Gracias chicos.
Gracias Vivian, eso fue todo por hoy. De nuevo, muchísimas gracias por estar con nosotros. Gracias al público que siempre se mantiene escuchándonos. Y nada, feliz Día de Reyes. Nos vemos en un próximo episodio.
Feliz Día de
Bye.
Reyes, pónganle
Hasta
granos
luego.
vermellos. Así, Happy
Trick
Tricking Day.
Day.
Tricking Day.